I'm Ken Kersen, and this is my story for California Globe. Black students of California United rally at the Capitol for more resources, respect. BSCU student leaders list 12 demands, including more representative curriculum. March 11th, 2022. Speaker, how y'all feeling? Audience, powerful. So began a lunchtime rally at the Capitol on Friday. The activist group Black Students of California United gathered a couple dozen of their student leaders, called senators, and several hundred supporters at the state capitol today for a rally in support of better and more sensitive conditions for Black students at high schools throughout California. The goal of the Black History 365 campaign was set in June 2021, when the leadership of the BSCU embarked on a statewide campaign to advocate for Black student resources beyond Black History Month. They're focusing attention using the hashtags More Than a Month and Say Yes to Black Youth. Today's student leaders were joined by a keynote delivered by Tiffany D. Lofton, the LA-born National Director of the NAACP Youth and College Division, who was appointed by President Obama to serve on a White House initiative on educational excellence for African Americans. The list of 12 BSCU demands includes several that are predictable and probably reasonable, if perhaps too expensive. Two asks were for paid stipends of $1,250 per semester for faculty advisors of Black student clubs, more Black faculty, but also Black guidance counselors and therapists in the school. Several of the senators spoke movingly about how it feels to experience racism as one of the few Black students in a predominantly white high school and have only a white therapist with whom to share the experience. However, it was the first of their demands that immediately attracted the most attention. We call for all California K-12 public schools to remove any books that have the N-word in them that is used in an oppressive and demeaning manner. Of Mice and Men, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, A Patch of Blue, Durango Street, Cold Sassy Tree, etc. It might seem easy to dismiss this request. Conservatives can point to the notion that no student should ever be made to feel uncomfortable as not only an impossible goal, but an irresponsible one. The discomfort that's associated with painful history and offensive language is a critically important part of becoming a student of the world. But perhaps that callback is itself too easy. Student Senator Layla Harris addressed the argument head-on. In calling for the statewide removal of several American classics from the curriculum, she made a powerful witness.
How many of you read Of Mice and Men? Or To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. And for an example, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, A Patch of Blue, Durango Street, or A Cold Sassy Tree. During my sophomore year, I was involved in a Servant Leadership Academy. We were asked to do a student project on something that was an issue on our main campus. My school's predominantly white. I'm pretty sure most of you guys go to predominantly white schools, and we had an issue with racism, especially when we were reading these books. So most don't know, but as an African American, reading a book with racial slurs in a predominantly white class is uncomfortable. During my project, I presented to my principal a passage in the book of Mice and Men, which was a book that was a requirement in our curriculum. So we didn't have a choice. You had to sit there and read it. Just from one page, the hard R was repeated 6 times. I asked him if he could read this passage to us. As he started to turn red, I told him that little burning feeling you feel in your heart is how we feel every day reading those books in our classrooms. He has actually worked with me, and on my campus, we are no longer reading those books.
Vince Bailey is the chairman of the board and serves as a sort of de facto faculty advisor to the students who come from high schools all around the state. The California Globe asked Bailey whether ridding the curriculum of books that made Black students uncomfortable wasn't depriving them, and all students, of valuable growth opportunities. Bailey pushed back by pointing out that the problem arises when discomfort for Blacks is described as a valuable growth opportunity, while discomfort for whites is demonized as critical race theory. Feeling uncomfortable is absolutely part of education, Bailey told California Globe. We're saying there should be uncomfortableness in education, but we have states trying to cancel Black history under the guise of critical race theory. If we understand that education and growth is being uncomfortable, we're good with that.
Kids in classrooms. I remember having to sit through Huck Finn and have to be quiet while white kids had an opportunity to legally say the N-word. Right? It's in the curriculum. You got to say it.
Don't you think, Vince, that feeling discomfort is part of an education?
It's absolutely, and so not.
And let's be real, most of the time it leads to exposure or even getting jail.
African American and Latino kids who end up, we're talking about uncomfortable, and then we have a whole movement trying to cancel Black history under the guise of critical history. And so, if we understand that education and growth is being uncomfortable, we're good with that. Let's have that conversation. Let's talk about the history of Black people before slavery, so that folks understand that Black people created a lot of our society and our culture that we know today, that was created in Africa.
Bailey comes to this organization not as an educator or even a community organizer. My background is in magazines and media. That might explain the rather snazzy publication the group puts out, called The Standard. Disclosure, I arrived to cover this rally having no idea Bailey was involved, but I've actually known him for 20 years, and we worked together at Esquire magazine long ago. These are not easy issues. Progressives are too quick to resort to the cancellation of ideas they dislike, especially when they are submitted by members of groups they dislike. That's an unfortunate impulse. But conservatives are too quick to dismiss snowflakes and liberal tears, rather than exposing themselves to the thoughtful and passionate arguments made by those crying actual tears, liberal or otherwise. Most of BSCU's demands will probably fail not on ideological grounds in a state where surely 60% of the voters agree with them. It's more likely costs just don't pencil out. But what's impressive is not the win-loss record of any particular initiative. It's the fact that this group of smart, passionate advocates turned out 300 or so fellows on a sunny Friday afternoon in Sacramento. The chant from the steps of one of the most beautiful Capitol buildings in the country, I want you to repeat after me, Black Minds Matter, Black Minds Matter, Black Minds Matter.
Audio Hoppa.